This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina resigned and fled the country on Monday after hundreds of people were killed in a crackdown on demonstrations that began as protest against job quotas and swelled into a movement demanding her downfall. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan has more.
India's ANI news agency said 76-year-old Hasina landed at a military airfield near Delhi. Reuters could not immediately verify this, but commercial tracking services showed a Bangladesh Air Force plane leaving the country and flying west before it disappeared. The news of her exit was delivered by Army Chief General Waqar Uzzaman in a televised address. He said after a discussion with political leaders, an interim government would be formed.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. The Lebanese militant group Hezbollah said it launched a drone attack early on Monday on northern Israel that the Israeli military said wounded two Israeli troops. The violence came amid fears of an all-out regional war following the killings last week of a senior Hezbollah commander in Lebanon and the Hamas terrorist group's top political leader in Iran. The Iranian-backed Hezbollah said it targeted a military base in northern Israel in response to, quote, attacks and assassinations by Israel in several villages in southern Lebanon. Hundreds of Somalis gathered at Lido Beach in Mogadishu on Monday to condemn the recent deadly attack on a beach hotel. Somalia's health minister said on Sunday the Friday attack left 37 dead and over 200 injured. The Somali government says it organized the protest to honor the victims and show solidarity with those affected by the attack. This is VOA.